Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
A 23-year-old man was shot to death last night across the street from St. Sabina Catholic Church on the south side. WBBM's Bernie Tafoya with more.
The killing in the 1200 block of West 78th Place happened around 11:30 last night, hours after Father Mike Flager led a peace march in the community. It marked the birthday of Martin Luther King Jr. and was in remembrance of those killed by gunfire. Father Flager says he's not going to stop fighting for peace.
Numbers are coming down, but it hurts. But I'm not going to stop until we don't have any more casualties, until the number is zero.
Police say the 23-year-old victim was taken to the University of Chicago Medical Center, where he died. In the Auburn-Gresham neighborhood, Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Administrators at the University of Illinois are recommending raising tuition for in-state freshmen for the first time in 6 years. Under the plan, tuition would go up 1.8% for incoming freshmen at the Chicago and Urbana-Champaign and Chicago campuses, and 1% at the Springfield campus. University trustees are scheduled to vote on the tuition proposal today, as well as another to raise the university president's salary by 40%. A documentary goes live on Facebook at 8 o'clock this morning regarding the 2001 disappearance of the Bradley sisters, who were 10 and 3 years old when they disappeared from Chicago's South Side.
The great aunt of Diamond and Tianda Bradley, Sheila Bradley Smith, hopes something comes out of this.
I'm very excited about it because what makes this different is that Facebook, its watch platform, has the capacity to reach over 4 billion users, unlike the traditional TV. A lot of people don't watch TV, but a lot of people look at their cell phones.
It has been 19 years since the girls disappeared while their mother was at work. Bradley Smith holds on to some optimism.
You keep it up because there is a part in your heart that's missing. That's a family member.
You can find the program on Facebook under Vanished Missing Persons Project. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The community house in Hinsdale was packed last night with concerned residents attending a community meeting on Verizon's plan to install 5G transmission equipment.
Paige Glendinning founded the group Stop 5G Hinsdale and Neighbors.
Because a friend of mine found a wooden stake in her front yard and through a little digging found out that it was a proposed site for a Verizon 5G tower.
Representative of Verizon tells WBBM that describing small cell nodes as towers is a bit misleading, but regardless, some neighbors in the western suburbs are not happy about Verizon's choice to use their communities as pilot cities for the 5G rollout.
We felt like it wasn't really fair that we didn't have a say in it, further alarmed when we realized it wasn't tested for safety.
Amid potential health concerns, property owners question the use of their land for Verizon's latest venture.
I think they should ask permission before just installing the 5G sticks. And that's why I think people got so upset.
Brandon Eisen, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Chicago's Lincoln Towing Service has won a court battle to stay in business after the state revoked its license.
Cook County Circuit Judge Neil Cohen says the Illinois Commerce Commission violated fundamental fairness and due process rights by failing to advise Lincoln Towing that it could lose its license as a result of a hearing process that led the ICC to revoke Lincoln's license in 2018. The ICC ruling followed a 2016 investigation that claimed Lincoln committed more than 800 violations of towing rules over an 8-month period. Lincoln was granted a temporary restraining order that allowed it to still tow vehicles while appealing the ICC's ruling in court. Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.